Personal finance can be quite the emotional roller coaster ride. The view from the top, yeah, that's great. But when you're rocketing down, that's when it gets scary. And if you're at the bottom, the view of the top, that seems really far away. I'm sure you don't even want to start to talk about your student loans and credit card statements. So, okay, how about if you just listen to my next guest instead and also read her new book, because she has taken her personal experiences, has created a path of financial recovery and strengthening for you. She is the author of the financial series of Real Money Answers books, featured columnist, regular guest on the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Her latest book is Real Money Answers for Every Woman, How to Win the Money Game with or Without a Man, Patrice Washington. Hello, Patrice.
Hey, Chris. How are you?
Wonderful to have you here and talk about some easy-to-do and easy-to-embrace money ideas, which a lot of people don't think they're capable of, but I think when they read Real Money Answers for every woman is indeed going to find those answers. I want to give you some info first. Patrice's website, realmoneyanswers.com, and she'll be at the Barnes & Noble in Tribeca coming up on Wednesday, August 24th at 6 p.m. Do a talk and a signing and make you more money smart with her new one, Real Money Answers for Every Woman. Just as a little background for you, Patrice, talk about your personal situation. And as I made the roller coaster analogy, you were pretty much close to the bottom and you wound up getting back up to the top. What were some of the things you were staring at, and how did you take care of those?
Well, I mean, you're so right. When you gave the roller coaster analogy, I felt it. I actually relive it kind of every time people introduce me. And, you know, like a lot of folks, I lost everything in the recession. I had started a real estate and mortgage company as a senior in college, built it to a seven-figure business by 25. Hoped I would ride out into the sunset, but unfortunately the recession happened, and that did not happen at all. As a matter of fact, my husband and I lost everything. Exhausted our savings, laid off our staff, and went from that seven-figure business to literally scraping up change. And in 2009, I was that person at the bottom, like looking up and going, wow, that's really far away, and I don't know how the heck I'm ever going to get there again. And it was in the middle of one of those moments when you are knee-deep in shame and guilt and fear and embarrassment that I happened to reach for my Bible. And I found a scripture that's Proverbs 17:16. What good is money in the hands of a fool if they have no desire to seek wisdom? And that scripture really hit me like a ton of bricks. I had spent my whole short life, but my whole life chasing money, but never really seeking wisdom. And although, yeah, the economy was a bust, there were still things that I was personally responsible for and decisions that I could have made differently. And so I just made a decision to abandon the shame and the blame, to ask for help. And I said, you know, if I get out of this, I'm just going to try to take everyone with me possible that I can. And I wasn't totally out of it, Chris, but as I started to rebuild my life and use the tools that I used the first time, I offered the opportunity to other people. You know, I said, I lost all my money, but my mind isn't bad. So if I did it before, I think I can do it again, and I'm willing to help others as well.
That's what I tell people with all the jobs that were lost, especially in this industry, that, yeah, you can lose the place where you can do what you know to do, but they can't take away your ability to do what you do.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So you always have a foundation to rebuild on, no matter what your current situation is. And I should say, guys, even though the title of the book is Real Money Answers for Every Woman, us guys are going to find a lot of answers and common sense ideas too. What is the one of the most misunderstood elements about personal finance and money that women, or really anyone really, has in your experience?
Well, I primarily have worked with women over the years, and I have to say, it seems old-fashioned, but there are still a lot of women where they may not say it out loud, Chris, but they live as if a man is their financial plan, or their partner or spouse or whomever will take care of everything, and they can kind of just go with the flow. And I really teach women that you are the CEO of your life. You are responsible. Personal finance is all about personal responsibility, and while you may not have the hands-on responsibility, it's still up to you to be abreast of what's going on in your life. And too often, women don't know what's going on until it's too late. They don't know what's going on until it's, unfortunately, their spouse or whoever's taking care of everything is disabled, or at their demise, or unfortunately at their divorce. It's always, you know, you don't know what's going on until your back is up against the wall. And a lot of times that's it's never too late, because you can bounce back, but it's really late in the game, and I would rather us be proactive rather than reactive.
You write about really the foundation creation for personal finance. A lot of people hear the terms and they're repelled by it, thinking that's beyond their capabilities, financial planning and spending habits, or you use the word wealth and people automatically say, well, that's never, ever going to apply to me. Or a dream job, which I always say, what's a dream job? A dream job is any job that covers all of your costs and leaves you something to have some fun with after you do that.
Right. And it's also something that's fulfilling to you, because I've found a lot of times people mismanage because they really are unfulfilled in what they do from day to day. So I'm definitely not the one, Chris, going around telling people, quit your job, go start a lifestyle business. And I mean, that is the furthest thing from, you know, good advice personally that I believe. But I do think that we should do something that fulfills us, because I believe that when you understand what your purpose is, it helps you set your priorities. And so when your priorities are in order, you don't have time to window shop or surf online. You are out doing that thing that fulfills you and brings you the most joy. It doesn't have to be that it brings you the most money, but it does occupy your time, you know? And a lot of people will say, well, my job is in the way. And I believe you have the power to create the job, like you said, that works for you. One that covers your expenses, but also something that truly means something to you in one way or another.
Dr. Patrice Washington, her new book, Real Money Answers for Every Woman, How to Win the Money Game with or Without a Man. She'll be doing a talk and a signing coming up on Wednesday, August 24th, 6 p.m. at the Barnes & Noble in Tribeca. You can also visit her website, realmoneyanswers.com. And you are listening to Issues and Ideas. Debt and savings. People take them as two separate ideas. By definition, obviously, they are. And they say, okay, let me take care of one and then I'll do the other. Is it possible to handle both reins of the horse at the same time?
I think it's necessary. I think it's actually mandatory. See, what I find is that people will take their money and go, okay, well, I'm just going to throw it all at my debt. And I get the intention behind that, and I'm glad that you want to get out of debt. Problem is, if you take every extra dollar you have and pay off debt, and an emergency happens, or, you know, because, you know, accidents don't make appointments, but something comes up. If you can't, if you don't have any money saved, Chris, what are you going to do? You're going to end up back in debt, because most of us will put it on a credit card and think, okay, I'll deal with it later. And so I say every dollar that you have to put towards anything extra should be split in half, 50% for debt and 50% for savings. It should be done simultaneously so that when those things happen, it's not a crisis, it's an inconvenience, right? You still have something to go and tap into. And then the further you get out of debt, the more you can start to shift towards saving.
I was reading your book, Real Money Answers for Every Woman, and I thought back to a woman that I used to work with. And every year we used to always have the presentation of the various financial perks available, 401k, stock options, things like that. And she'd be one of the first ones to say, oh, I can't afford to do anything like that. But then every Monday she would come in and talk about the two movies that her and her three kids would go to see over the weekend. I'm thinking, okay, movies, soda, candy, popcorn, that you got money for.
Right, absolutely. I think when we really tell the truth, so you know in the book, I talk about the myths and the lies and the beliefs that keep us in debt. And one of those is, I can't afford to save. And I can't tell you how often I hear that. But then I look at people and they have all this extra stuff. You know, it's like you don't have the money for life insurance, but your iPhone has insurance. You know,
yeah.
Like that's more important to you, not protecting the loved ones you leave behind, but making sure you can get another iPhone if it cracks. You know, it's like we have to prioritize people. It comes down to just, you know, making decisions. That's why I always say, Chris, that building wealth is truly not about money. It's first about our mindset towards money. And so as long as you continue to say things like you can't afford to invest in your 401k or invest in saving or invest period, then that's going to be your reality. But when you say that I'm ready, willing, and able to, you will find a way, and you will start to, again, prioritize and look at those things that you're spending money on and go, you know what? I could do without a movie this week. I can do without taking my kids to the movie, maybe a $5 Redbox. is the option for us this weekend, as opposed to, I mean, movies are so expensive nowadays, as that being the example, as opposed to $100, and take that other $95 and shift that to something that's going to benefit my family, not entertain them.
Well, with Patrice Washington with her new book, Real Money Answers for Every Woman, How to Win the Money Game with or Without a Man. It's realmoneyanswers.com for the website. And if you want to pose your own questions, if I don't get to something, there are a few moments left with Patrice here. She'll be at Barnes & Noble in Tribeca. Come up on Wednesday, August 24th at 6 p.m. You're listening to Issues and Ideas. Again, we overcomplicate what we think is the possible solution and eliminate ourselves from hitting that solution. Is it really something as simple as budgeting and goal setting?
I think that those are two really important pieces. But like I said, I'm really big on first changing your mindset. So, you know, budgeting and goal setting are great. They're essential and they're definitely necessary on the journey. You know, budgeting, a lot of people furrow their brows when they hear the term budgeting. They think it's some type of bad word. They call it the B word. I've heard all kind of things, but I think it's simply a matter of telling your money where to go, as opposed to looking up and go, where the heck did my money
yes.
go? Which a lot of people do, right?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I just got paid. What happened here, right? So budgeting is simply about knowing your numbers. And when you know your numbers, you are empowered. You're truly empowered to make decisions from a wiser place rather than just emotional. You're just not going with the wind whenever it's time to buy something or do whatever you want to do. And then with goal setting, again, very important. Many of us can't get to this pie in the sky dream that we have of, you know, oh, one day I'm going to maybe be debt free, or one day I'm going to buy that home if that's what you want to do, or one day and one, you know, off sometime. It's this thing that's just so off in the future, as my grandmother used to say, in Neverwary, some month that does not even exist on the calendar, you know, because you are not clear about what you really want. And when you get really clear about it and break it down, it's like, then you're in a position to say, if this is what I want to do, let me break this down into smaller steps and look at what I need to do on a monthly basis, and then on a weekly basis, and then daily, I can look at myself and check myself and go, is what I'm doing every day aligning with what I said I wanted? And when those two things don't equal, then you have some shifts to make. But when there's nothing there to begin with, you have nothing, you know, there's no checks and balances in your life. And that's what it comes down to. So those are two critical parts. But after you get your mind together and believe that you can do this and you deserve it.
And what Patrice does with Real Money Answers for Every Woman, How to Win the Money Game with or Without a Man, she provides you with two key elements that you have, you just don't know where to reach into your toolbox to get them: empowerment and direction. And I want to give props to Patrice as well, because she did something in this book that not enough people do, and that's in inviting you and encouraging you to teach your kids about money, because certainly our education system isn't doing that very well at all. She'll be doing a talk and a signing coming up on Wednesday, August 24th, 6 p.m. at the Barnes & Noble in Tribeca. If you can't make it there, visit realmoneyanswers.com. Get a copy of this book, because it will stabilize, it will help you understand your full financial capabilities, which is a lot more than you probably think you have right now. And if your ship is swaying a little bit in the wind, or maybe if it's starting to dip under the water, you can keep your head above water and get that financial stability back. And if you have it, make it even stronger. Real Money Answers for Every Woman, How to Win the Money Game with or Without a Man. Patrice Washington, thanks so much for being here today.
Thanks, Chris.